This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, so please visit our website, 821r.com, or agenda21radio.news. Either one will work for you, right? Either one will work for you. Okay, this is the latest information that we have going on. And of course, we're all enthralled with Michael Bloomberg's debate debacle last night, right? Anyway, but listen to this. This debate debacle, as we call it, which was roundly ruled a loser for him. But shockingly, this is from the Epoch Times. Says, Bloomberg picks up 3 congressional endorsements after debate. Wow! I wonder why. Oh, here we go. Representative Nita Lowry, a Democrat from, shocking, New York, the chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, said she's endorsing Bloomberg, 78, for the Democratic presidential nomination. Mike and I have worked together for years in New York. And whether it's Homeland Security, gun safety, Gun safety. Shocking. Mike wants to take away your guns. That guy. Yeah, that guy. There's no one you can depend on more to get important initiatives over the finish line, she said in a statement released by the Bloomberg campaign. We need someone in the White House who will help secure a bright future for our children. Free of gun violence and opportunity. Yeah, listen, in the discussion of gun violence, right? He doesn't say anything about taking guns away from violent criminals who have guns. He's only talking about taking away guns from legal owners of guns, lawful owners of guns. Yeah. So he's attacking legal, lawful people. That's really, and of course, that's what they do in California. But I just had to chime in on that little comment. Okay, so there you go. She's Hagedishus, Nita Lowry, says Representative Pete Aguilar, shocking, of California, and Josh Guthheimer. Aguilar, who Bloomberg said would serve as co-chair for his campaign, cited Bloomberg's efforts to restrict gun ownership and combat climate change in his statement. Guthheimer, co-chair of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus. Wow, there is a Problem Solvers Caucus, and it's bipartisan. Call the former mayor and an experienced, proven leader who has big ideas. We'll fight to get things done. The last member of Congress to announce an endorsement before Thursday was Representative Sylvia Garcia, a Democratic from Texas, who said she was endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden. She said Biden has 42 congressional endorsements, the most in the field, but Bloomberg is in second with 16. Shocking. So Pete Aguilar. Who is Pete Aguilar? And I'm going to connect some dots, I think, for you. Pete Aguilar, Representative Pete Aguilar. All right. I know you guys want to know who this – it's California Democrat, of course. Pete Aguilar. Interesting. Pete Aguilar. Wow. The machine is thinking. It's been thinking, and here it is. Representative Pete Aguilar. Wow. Pete Aguilar, representative from California, eh? Latest news, sworn in for his third congressional term, 116th Congress. Aguilar, let's see, where when I get back here? Come on. What district does he hold? It says here, Pete Aguilar, the statement of Pete Aguilar, 2020 press release, February, okay. Aguilar, that San Bernardino County will receive $9 million in federal funding. That was February 11th. Stay connected. Pete Aguilar. Big money behind Pete Aguilar, right? Big money behind, the 31st Congressional District, Pete Aguilar. Shocking. I'm shocked to find that Pete Aguilar. Oh, there's a big picture. This was a violent attempt to disrupt a democracy, showing all the Jesuits all gathered there to pray. Right. Okay. Pete Aguilar, California's 30. Where is, it's what's going on in that 31st District of California, right? The 31st district. Let's go to Ballotpedia and see what's going on here. Now, you know, we do these investigations every once in a while, and wow, it yields all kinds of neat things, doesn't it? And here we go. Let's do a search for, I don't know how they do these search things in Ballotpedia. It says, what's on your ballot? Ooh, that's pretty good. 2020 elections. Let's check into this one. U.S. congressional elections, U.S. Congress. And let's check into California, okay? Partisan breakdown, House. Let's say they have it broken down here. But Pete, I'm sorry. Here we go. U.S. over here. And we got this one over there. We got California over here. Ah, shocking. Let's go down to the 43rd district. 43rd District and Pete Aguilar. There he is, right there. No, really? Pete Aguilar. That can't be right. That's not right. This one says the 43rd District is Oh, 31st. I'm sorry. Oh, there's Pete. There's Pete. Okay, Pete Aguilar. So District 1, we're going to cruise down here. Who's running in this race for the 31st District? Who's running in this race? Shocking. I'm shocked. District 31. Here we go. Primary candidates are Pete Aguilar, Eugene Weems, as a write-in, unaffiliated write-in. Eugene Weems, he's a write-in. Wow. And Agnes Gibney, shocking, angel mom, running against Pete Aguilar. And what is Pete doing? He's going to be the campaign manager for Mikey Bloomberg. Shocking. Angel mom, Agnes Gibney. What does Pete Aguilar bring to the table? A box? Maybe he brings the box that Mikey stands on. Well, if this is any indicator last night about Pete Aguilar's candidate, how do you think he runs the 31st district in San Bernardino? Shocking. Aren't you shocked? I'm stunned. So Agnes Gibney versus Pete Aguilar in the write-in, Eugene Weems. Weems, W-E-E-M-S. Isn't that a suspicious sounding name? Let's see, he's a write-in. All right, Weems. Nothing about Weems other than he's a write-in. No picture, no nothing. Sounds like a fishy California election scheme going on. But we'll keep our eye on this race, right? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, well, well. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi pops up. Says Pelosi warns Democrats must be unified to make sure Trump isn't reelected. How's that working out for him? Right. Right. Okay. So that was her warning yesterday. All right. She hasn't endorsed any of the candidates. Pelosi said of any Democrats running for president would be better than Trump. That's what she said. Okay, so she blanket endorsement. Let's see. This is another one. Pelosi Schiff claimed Trump is retaliating against impeachment witnesses. I don't think it's so much the retaliation as it is so much the paranoia on their part. This was really several days ago, this article. It says, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee, kind of an oxymoron-ic statement here, Chairman Adam Schiff accused Donald Trump of retaliation against impeachment witnesses. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was dismissed from his job. In a statement February 7th, Pelosi said it was clear and brazen act of retaliation. I don't know so much about that as it probably was that maybe the president felt Vindman was disloyal to him as president. Maybe he thought, like a lot of people, including this guy, that Vindman was taking charge of the presidency and that Vindman knew more than the president. That's, hey, for a lieutenant colonel, right, born in the Ukraine, I don't know how you could go wrong with that interpretation. He knows more than the president. Right. Maybe that's why he was sent out. And he didn't lose his job, nor did his brother, his twin brother. Right. Twin. He's got a twin. Here's another little thing for those of you out there. Energy Secretary Perry, former Trump, Giuliani, and Sondland never mentioned Biden's Burisma to him. Well, we know that one for a fact. I don't want to get back into this sort of thing, but this is the mindset of the Democrats running against Trump. He's got them paranoid. Now they're confused, dazed and confused. Remember that song? Who was that? Led Zeppelin. Dazed and confused. Clearly that's what's going on here with Nancy Pelosi and the other girls, the sisters, I guess you can say, that are problems. Ah, here we go. Sanders pushes for nominee with most votes to get Democratic nomination. Bernie Sanders was the only Democratic presidential candidate at the debate on Wednesday night. Listen to this. Sounds like top two for me or top two for him. To express support for an idea that the candidate who has the plurality of votes heading into the Democratic National Convention should automatically get the nomination. There you go. With eight candidates still in the Democratic Party race, there's a good chance that none of you are going to have enough delegates going into the convention to clinch. That word, heavy emphasis on clinch. The nomination moderator, Chuck E. Todd of NBC, told the six candidates on stage. He asked him if the candidate with the most delegates should get the nomination. Bloomberg said the process outlined by the Democratic Party should take place. Let's let the process work its way out, said Biden. Klobuchar said, and Warren said, and South Bend said also they supported broker convention. Sanders said he does not. All right, well, Bernie wants it all, and he's making it known. He wants it all, and he should get it. Good for you, Bern. Okay, but let's get into the gist of all this. This one yesterday that I did happen to listen to, Gavin Twosome Newsom. By the way, check out the picture of Gavin Twosome, and it's a twosome that is displayed on the Agenda 21 radio website. Newsom, California laser-focused on homelessness mental health reform. This is his state of the state address yesterday. I saw some video clips of it. Actually, I was listening to it live, and then I chimed in and watched the video. He looked like a man very beshuffled, nervous. Yeah, almost. He's talking funny. Of course, he does talk funny. I don't know, a speech impediment or something. Not really. It's just, I think he was scared. I said this yesterday. I'm saying it today. It says, the homeless crisis is a disgrace and the apathy surrounding it is shameful, California Governor Gavin Newsom said. So here it is. The left creates the crisis, and now they're calling it a problem. Because that's really what they've done, right? They've used the machinery of government against all of us, and this is what they've got. Let's call it what it is. It's a disgrace that the richest state in the nation succeeding across so many sectors is falling so far behind to properly house, heal, and humanely treat so many of its own people, Newsom said in a 45-minute speech. We're right from a socialist here. Every day the California dream is dimmed by the wrenching reality of families, children, and seniors living unfed on a concrete bed. Of course, in this, there's no discussion. Keep this in mind as I start to read this. No discussion on how they got there on the concrete bed and how we're going to fix it. Other than spending money, taxing people to get people into rooms, and they need more facilities. Departing from the norm of past governors who would cover a wide range of issues in the state address, Newsom said he chose instead to devote most of his speech to the affordable housing shortage and getting the homeless mentally ill off the streets and into treatment. So there's the solution. Just more homes, get that affordable housing shortage taken care of, right? Right. The hard truth is for too long we've ignored the problem. We turned away from it when it wasn't our sister, our brother, our neighbor, or our friend. And when it was a loved one, help so often wasn't there. Most of us experience homelessness as a pang of guilt, not a call to action. There you go. Create the crisis, now manage it, right? Says the state mental hospitals were closed, but the promise of community mental health was never realized, Newsom said. The cumulative impact made county jails the de facto mental health institutions. Patients and their families were left with inadequate options. In 2005, when the state started point-in-time counts of the homeless population, there were over 188,000 people in California that were homeless, 35,000 more than today, he said. Really? Wonder how that all happened. See, the playing with the numbers. There was more then than there is today. It's better today, right? I don't know, but I can't remember in 2005 seeing all the homeless places, all that stuff in Los Angeles and Orange County, in all the places in Sacramento. I missed that one, brother. I missed all that. And driving the freeways, it kind of seemed like it all started around the Jerry Brown time in 2010. I think that's probably a little bit better. But, again, they're playing the numbers. They're lying about the numbers. Even at that peak, the state did not treat the issue with the urgency required. So it was 2005's fault, not him. That would have been Schwarzenegger, the good socialist that he was, right? Too often, nobody wants to take responsibility for the homeless problem, Newsom said. I even heard a local official just recently proclaim loudly, "Not my problem." Yeah. That's probably because he created it. So it's not his problem, right? That's shameful, he said. Even homeless California. Even homeless California living is on the boulevard of broken dreams as a casualty of institutional failures. See, institutional. How about we provide jobs for these people? Oh, no, we can't do that. That's capitalism.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I'm going to go to Katie Grimes' article. We did this. I was going to talk about this actually the other day, but I never got around to it. But this, it's so perfect, the timing right now. It's exquisite, exquisite timing. This is just the ugly, ugly side of the reality check. And this comes on the heels of yesterday's State of the State address by Gavin Newsom. And what happened there was that Gavin Newsom, is trying to say that this problem started back in 2005, right? That's what he was saying. So in other words, it's not my fault. This is here. I inherited this. And actually, to some degree, he's right. Because, you know, when Jerry Brown left office in 2018 and Newsom comes in 2019, it was a mess. It was already becoming a mess. So in a sense, he's right. But to say it's a throwback and away from Jerry Brown is stupid. And so I refer back to Katie Grimes, our own Katie Grimes, This is her writing for the Canada Free Press. Dated July 9th, 2018. Food or fish, liberty or oppression, victim or fighter, the Californians have many decisions to make about our future. Thanks to our maniacal third world wannabe dictator, Governor Jerry Brown. A childless Marxist who cares only about himself, Brown has never lived a life that calls upon one to sacrifice for the benefit of one's own family and children, and it shows. Well, opening salvo on Jerry Brown, right? The narcissistic maniac, or manic governor, Jerry Brown, California's four-term Democratic governor, is mostly responsible for the decline of the state. The once golden state is now a socialist, climate-conscious utopia with open borders. This has occurred, cheered on, and virtually uncriticized by California's mainstream media, most as if the media is state-run. No, Katie, come on. She's hitting with two punches every time here. Jerry Brown's getting nothing. This is some of the other related stories. California wildfires caused by radical environmentalists, not climate change. California burns the new normal thanks to Obama-era environmental regulations. California Jerry Brown vetoed bipartisan wildlife bill management or management bill in 2016. And Jerry Brown's California socialist climate, that's what we're doing here. Brown, who wants to outlaw private ownership of automobiles, supports universal single-payer health, and issues in-state visas for illegal aliens, hates the Californians who have little green lawns and climate deniers and freeloaders. California is a cesspool, and Jerry Brown offers absolution to criminals through hundreds of pardons and commutations. Narcissists have several telltale diversion tactics they use to escape responsibility. This is what she writes. Intimidate slash blame, accuse slash project, argue slash exhaust, deny, rewrite, divert slash attack, fear slash avoid. We've witnessed California's ludicrous Governor Jerry Brown use all of these tactics to divert responsibility for the demise of the once golden state. Yet California is a glaring example of radical leftist policies to avoid, and in far too many places resembles a third world banana republic. In 2017, Brown said, "The world needs brainwashing on climate change." Sounding indeed brainwashed, Brown said, "The problem is us. It's our whole way of life. It's our comfort. It's the greed. It's the indulgence. It's the pattern. And it's the inertia." California has one of the worst failing education systems in the country, the highest income taxes, highest gas taxes, highest poverty in the nation, $1 billion budget deficit. Now, this was, you know, it's now $1 trillion. The state pension system is underfunded by $1 trillion, and violent crime is on the rise. But we now have transgender bathrooms and a new law that says knowingly transmitting HIV to a partner will no longer be a felony offense. Wonderful. According to Republican State Senator John Morlock, a CPA, many of California's 482 cities are in financial distress and facing a tipping point to insolvency, mainly due to unfunded pension liabilities, Morlock says. California has the highest income taxes. California also has the highest corporate tax in the Western United States, according to the Tax Foundation's 2016 facts. See, this is all stuff we already know about, right? Just the facts, man. The governor raised the minimum wage salary this year to $15. There you go. For the 12th year in a row, California was named the worst state for business in a survey by 500 CEOs by Chief Executive Magazine. Now, this is all stuff we've been saying in New California, hasn't it? Now, this article goes back to July 9, 2018. Where is Gavin Newsom in here? Well, he's not elected yet. But you know what? It's already in shambles, the state. We know that. We knew that then. That's why we started up at that point in time for New California. It says, the facts are, yet a recent op-ed by Bonnie Costello, the executive director of the radicalized California Nurses Union, summed up what she says is wrong with California. Only she claims, quote, these glaring needs are a testament to the worst inequity or inequality in the United States since the Great Depression, ignoring that it is the Democratic Party's own socialist policies which give us this major affordable housing, a lack of jobs that pay a living, where are we at here, that pay a living wage, a health care system that leaves behind millions of Californians because they have no health coverage, right? Escalating public college and university tuition that limits educational opportunity or leaves students weighted down with debt for decades. Her solution? More and higher taxes. Legislators should continue to require the wealthiest among us to contribute to social common good, Costello said. She also took a shot at Proposition 13. Interesting, huh? Well-heeled Proposition 13. Well-heeled Proposition 13, which are taken out now, right? California is ranked 17th out of 50 states in property taxes, according to WalletHub.com. Higher taxes equal outbound migration by millionaires. This is one of her major statements. Ms. Costello and Jerry Brown's socialistic attacks on the wealthy have so dramatically impacted California that, according to a new research from Stanford University and members of the California Franchise Tax Board, California lost an estimated 138 high-income individuals due to the passage of Prop 30, a tax hike pushed by Jerry Brown and approved by the voters in 2012. ZeroHedge.com reported. Proposition 30 retroactively raised taxes on the state's highest earners. Shocking. Water lies. Oh, here we go, Donald Trump. Droughts are nature's fault. They are naturally occurring. Water shortages are the fault of government officials, and California water shortages fall squarely on Jerry Brown. The state of California hasn't significantly invested in water storage since the 1970s when Jerry Brown was governor the first time around. How many times have you heard me say this, guys? This is an era of limits, and we all, this is a quote, this is an era of limits, and we all had to get better used to it. Brown said upon being elected governor in 1975, embracing the small is beautiful way of thinking. Since then, California's population has doubled, as have environmental standards, and more than 50% of the state's water resources are allowed to flow out the San Francisco Bay to the Pacific Ocean. Shocking! This is what Donald J. Trump was talking about yesterday as he signed off on more water. Now we get into that whole thing, and probably in the next, I think probably next week or maybe Friday. Governor Brown recently signed into law a new water conservation act that will limit each citizen to just 50 gallons per water per day by 2050, according to the San Jose Mercury News. Governor Brown signed two bills, SB 606 by Senator Robert Herzog, a Democrat from Van Nuys, and AB 68 by Assemblywoman Laura Friedman of Glendale, another Democrat. Shocking, they're all Democrats. How do we escape all these Democrats, right? Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. It says, this is the one that said the large agricultural districts to set water district, but potentially forcing fines of $1,000 per day if you don't meet them. Yeah, that's that whole $1,000 per day thing that has actually manifested down 2020 through the legislature for people. If you go beyond the 55-gallon limit of water per day, shocking, shocking, amazing. The truth is that 50% of California water goes towards environmental purposes. We come back, we're going to pick up on this because this is just too juicy. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay, it's a slam dunk. It is a slam dunk. There's no question about it. Okay, so we're talking about Jerry Brown, the socialist. This is an article. I've revived the article. I've given it, I've resuscitated it. From Katie Grimes. This is an article from 2018 about Jerry Brown's California socialist climate conscious open borders utopia. Isn't that where we're at in California? Absolutely. Look what it gets us. Guy's a maniacal narcissist. She makes that point, actually. But, you know, we've got Gavin Newsom, who he's in a state of confusion, isn't he? You bet he is after yesterday's statement by Donald J. Trump, who says he's looking forward to replacing Newsom. Man, is that a loaded comment, right? Righty-o, it is. Says, we've witnessed California's ludicrous Governor Jerry Brown use of all tactics to divert responsibility for the demise of the once great state of California. She goes on to talk about higher taxes and outbound migration of millionaires. Shocking. Which actually happened, of course. That's another shocker for some people to understand that, gosh, you actually can get the outbound migration. Water lies, droughts are the nature's faults. And this is another thing, right? Water lies. They are naturally occurring. Water shortages are the fault of government officials, she says. The truth is, 50% of California water goes towards environmental purposes and not to be used by urban populations or even by farmers. Democratic lawmakers and federal environmental regulators have authorized more than 81 billion gallons of water to flow out to the ocean instead of being used for human consumption. This is environmental extremism at its worst, and it is killing California's agriculture. Why do you think Donald J. Trump was here? Because he's signing it. He's getting rid of all this stuff. He's stepping up. And this, of course, this water problem that we've had in California has been contrived by people like Jerry Brown. It started when he was first term and second term governor of California. He stopped the water project. There's only 50% of the water project conveyance going on that was originally designed for California. He stopped it. Get it? Donald Trump is opening it up, and New California will finish it. New California is going to finish the California Water Project, guaranteed. Gee, I wonder who he's thinking about, who might be the replacement for Gavin Newsom. It says Democratic lawmakers and federal regulators have authorized more than $81 billion. This is environmental extremism at its worst, and it is killing California agriculture, she says. More than 80,000 acres of farmland could be back into production if only farmers and ranchers had 81 billion gallons of water running off into the ocean. This is what he was talking about in 2015 when California's five-year drought was still in full force. California's Brown handpicked appointees in the State Water Resources Control Board ordered the release of massive amounts of water from the New Melones Reservoir in Lake Turlock to save a dozen fish. This occurred at the same time Brown was threatening to fine residents who water their little green lawns and for lingering in the shower too long. So while the governor's environmentalist water gatekeepers were going to simply to empty reservoirs to save a few fish, farmers have been deprived of water. Friday, Friday, the board's regulators released their plan to disrupt a century of California water law and demand twice as much water flow to the Tuolumne, down the Tuolumne River, Stanislaus and Merced Rivers, in a purported effort to save salmon. Of course, we don't want to talk about the fact that if those reservoirs weren't there, naturally, these rivers would dry up, and you wouldn't have any salmon runs anyway. Shocking. Let's just make it up, which is what they did. This declaration of economic war is not about water. It's about war over our homes, our jobs, and our future. California is home to one-third of the nation's welfare recipients. Oh, really? Oh, maybe Gavin Newsom doesn't quite understand this. Gavin, why don't you fix this problem? Right? California oligarchs, she said. Why would a labor union, for example, support open borders? Ed Ringwrote, in a recent op-ed, don't they understand that if you continue to import low-skilled workers, wages will remain low? But maybe these labor organizations don't want things to improve for California's low-income communities. Maybe the worse things get, the more members they'll recruit. Shocking! The more resentment they'll exploit, the more agitators will join their army. Maybe this is just about power. Governor Brown's style of leadership has been as maniacal as a third world dictator, and his legacy is a complete and total failure, tainted by frequent lunatic ravings. Brown says humankind would face dire straits if the climate change policies are not fulfilled. Maybe not in my lifetime. I'll be dead. Most of you people, when I look out there, a lot of you people are going to be alive, he says. Brown said in a legislative hearing 1 year ago, expanding his cap-and-trade legislation to another decade. I'm not here for some cockamamie legacy that people talk about, Brown added. This isn't for me. I'm going to be dead. It's for you. It's for you, and it's damn real. Katie Grimes wrote that. So, what happens with Donald J. Trump yesterday? Donald J. Trump comes to California, and what was he doing? What was his big deal, you know? Well, it's kind of interesting. He was here to straighten out this problem with water for all the ranchers and everybody, really, to put an end to this water that's being drained out. That's what he was here for. A lot of people don't understand that now. Maybe perhaps with this whole thing and the way that you, the crazy cockamamie attitudes that were going on. Yesterday, Donald J. Trump signs a declaration for delivering more Northern California water to Central California farmers. This is what he was doing here yesterday. President Donald J. Trump speaking to a cheering crowd next to Meadows Field Airport moved forward Wednesday with a controversial plan intended to give Central Valley farmers more water from the environmentally sensitive Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta east of San Francisco. Trump signed a presidential memorandum that, along with finalization Wednesday of a federal record of decision, is intended to bring new flexibility to the operation of two main conduits bringing water south from Northern California, the Central Valley Project, and the State Water Project. California Attorney General Javier Becerra immediately responded with a news conference release saying the state would soon challenge the action, adding that California won't allow the Trump administration to destroy and deplete our natural resources. But it's okay if the people are living on concrete, right? Farming groups and Central Valley politicians have hailed the Trump administration's proposal as a breakthrough that would provide water badly needed by California's agricultural industry. And the plan would also boost water deliveries to Southern California urban areas. Javier Becerra is going to use the machinery of government of California to try and stop the saving of lives in California. That's really what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. But environmentalists together with fishing and tribal communities, this is the thing, with fishing and tribal groups say the proposal could push salmon and other endangered species on the brink of extinction. They urge Governor Newsom to block the plan. There you go. Right. Trump, after being introduced to a crowd of 3,000 by Representative Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, accused state officials of years of water mismanagement. He said he had come to take historic action on behalf of California farmers and ranchers. Millions and millions of gallons are just being washed. Well, listen to this, washed and poured into the ocean. You deserve your water, and you the water you have, and you have the water. There are communities that don't have the water. That's true. There are communities in Central Valley who have to have water bussed in, trucked in right now because of these decisions by Governor Newsom. The president's action was largely expected, and some said the event's bigger value was a political stop to shore up support for Republican candidates. Movement towards irrigation water for the Central Valley follows a landmark executive memo signed in 2018. It called for timely progress on rewriting federal biological opinions. And they got those opinions straightened out. And that's why he's come up with this plan. And that's why he's pushing Governor Newsom. Maybe we are going to get a new governor after all. I think we are. That's just me. Aren't you just sick and tired of all these socialists? And that's what we have. We have a bunch of socialists trying to destroy this great state. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Anyway, I want to say thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, well, you know, NCS 51. Get your tickets for the upcoming convention, Don't want to miss it. Mike Huckabee will be here. And, of course, Agnes Gibbity will be here. So thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.